Hollywood producer convicted of murder in fentanyl deaths of two women. A Hollywood producer faces a nearly 150-year prison sentence after a jury found him guilty on February 4th of killing two women and sexually assaulting several others across Los Angeles. David Brian Pierce, 42, was convicted of first-degree murder in the fentanyl overdose deaths of model and aspiring actress Christy Giles, 24, and her friend Hilda Marcella Cabrales Arzola, 26, an architect, in November 2021. He was also convicted of rape and other sexual assaults against seven other women between 2007 and 2021, according to Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman. Pierce's roommate at the time and co-defendant, Brant Walter Osborne, 45, was also charged with two counts of accessory after the fact. The jury deadlocked on charges against Osborne. Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Eleanor J. Hunter declared a mistrial on his two charges. The jury deliberated for more than 2 days before finding Pierce guilty. Prosecutors told jurors that Pierce met the two women on November 13, 2021, at an after-hours rave in downtown Los Angeles, took them to his apartment, and drugged them because he didn't want anybody to leave and was giving them drugs to facilitate the sexual assault. Pierce and Osborne allegedly drove the women to two separate hospitals instead of calling 911. Giles and Cabrales Arzola were taken to the hospitals about 2 hours apart. Giles was dead when she arrived at Southern California Hospital in Culver City. Her friend was kept alive outside Kaiser Permanente West Los Angeles Hospital in critical condition and was taken off life support by her family later that month, 1 day before her 27th birthday. Pierce was arrested in 2021 and charged with sexually assaulting four women who were unconscious, according to the district attorney's office. Murder charges were filed against Pierce in 2022 related to the deaths of Giles and Arzola. In his testimony last week, Pierce denied giving the women drugs and denied sexually assaulting seven women, along with five other women who also testified against him. Pierce's defense lawyer told the jury there was no proof that Pierce had drugs in his house. Deputy District Attorney Catherine Mariano told jurors that Pierce was a sexual predator and said there was no reason for his DNA to be found on the two women if they weren't drugged and then sexually assaulted, according to City News Service. Pierce's attorney, Jeff Volume 50, told reporters that the verdict was truthfully not surprising, given the overwhelming amount of incriminating evidence, but said he thought the jury would deadlock on the murder counts. Because to believe David Pierce intended to kill Hilda and Christy, you would have to believe he intended to kill Michael Ansbach, and there was just no reason, no evidence, because they all got sick off of fentanyl, all of them, and unfortunately two passed. Volume 50 said. Volume 50 told reporters that his client's testimony in his own defense didn't help, saying he had filed a written statement with the court informing the judge that he didn't think his client should be called to the stand. He said he didn't expect his client to ever get out of prison, but added that he expects his client to hire another attorney to file a motion for a new trial. Giles's mother, Dusty, told reporters she was proud of the prosecution and the Los Angeles Police Department detectives. The family pleaded with them not to rule the deaths as accidental overdoses and to investigate the cases, according to the mother. "The man who killed my daughter, I hope, is going away forever," she said. The victims' deaths were investigated as homicides by the Los Angeles County Department of Medical Examiner. The office found multiple drugs in both of the victims' systems, according to the department. Giles died of a mixture of cocaine, fentanyl, gamma-hydroxybutyric acid, also known as the date rape drug GHB, and ketamine, according to her toxicology report. Cabrales Arzola died after her organs failed from cocaine, ecstasy, and other drugs found in her system. Pierce's sentencing is set for March 13th. He faces 148 years to life in state prison, according to the district attorney's office. A pretrial hearing for Osborne is set for the same day. City News Service contributed to this report.